Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are on Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, here in beautiful Los Angeles. So nice of you to join me today, and as always, another fantastic show with a terrific guest, and I'm so happy because he's in studio. This is going to be great. You know, much of the time I do my shows with folks who are back east or in another part of the world calling in their time zones, but this is so cool. So let me, first of all, encourage you guys, if you'd like to call or if you have any comments, you can email me right here at the station, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Questions, comments, problems, issues, come on down. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you'd like to call in live, you can do so if you have any questions. That's be nice. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And that's the number. And as I, put it on my social media this morning and teased you last week, we were going to be talking about things along the line of the law of attraction. And you guys know I always kind of incorporate those concepts into my shows and into my psychology. And whenever we're talking about self-help books and things like that, I always really put it out there because it is real. It is powerful. And there are so many things in physics that we don't know and that we don't see, but we're learning about. And we're going to talk about that as well with my special guest. And, you know, the book, first of all, we're talking about is called The Creation Frequency. Now, doesn't that excite you? I saw it and I went, whoa, got to get this. It says, tune in the power of the universe to manifest the life of your dreams. Now, let me tell you something, guys. This is not one of those books that's just like, here, step one, think positive thoughts. Step two, go out into the world and change your thinking to be everything is wonderful. Well, yeah, that, but I mean, it's so much more and it's explained so well. So if you look around and you wonder why you aren't living the life of your dreams and why you're unfulfilled and still unhappy, you're always waiting. You're always waiting for that. Well, I've got more time. I'm waiting for the good thing to happen. I'm waiting for that thing to hit. This is going to nail it for you, this book. And the man who's sitting with me in the room right now, who's the author, his name is Mike Murphy. He's also the author of an amazing book. It was a Wall Street Journal bestseller. You might have seen it, read it. It's called Love Unfiltered, all right? And Mike's mission is to share exactly how he's been able to co-create a life of freedom, abundance, purpose, and love. He's also the president and owner of Volkswagen Oakland and founder of the Love from Margot Foundation. He actually established that to honor his late wife, which is just so loving and wonderful. And it supports low-income women experiencing advanced cancer with emergency funds, education, and resources needed for recovery. And Mike is also the founder of Mountains of Hope. It's a transformational retreat center in Colombia, South America, dedicated to delivering cutting-edge healing modalities to those who suffer from cancer, addiction, and disconnectedness from life. And he's also the creator of what we're talking about today, the Creation Frequency online course dedicated to teaching people how to create the life of their dreams. And we're going to find out how to do that right now. So don't go anywhere, because if you miss it, well, you can listen to the show again. It's going to be in reruns. It's going to be in the archives as soon as we get off the air if you've missed anything. But it's also on iTunes, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. So without further ado, let me pull up his mic and introduce Mike Murphy. Thanks so much for being here on the show.
It's my pleasure. So nice to meet you, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you. It's just, it really was a great book to read. I mean, honestly, one of the best in terms of self-help.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you and the openness that you share about your life and what you went through and how you experienced and the things that you learned in order to create the life you want. And look what you're doing. Oh my gosh, look at what you're doing for people in the world. So, I mean, this is amazing. And this is going to be a bestseller.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's available right now for folks to get,
yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just throw it out there. What's the best way that people can find out more about you and your book on your website?
So my website is MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. And
right.
Also, there's a website for The Creation Frequency where we offer the online course as
mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
which I have a special offer for your listeners that
Woo-hoo.
I think we can talk about at the end here. So,
right.
And the book's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. The Creation Frequency. Tune into the power of the universe to manifest the life of your dreams. Ready, guys? Put your seatbelts on. Let's find out how to do it right now. First of all, I just wanted to ask you, as I always do everybody who creates heartfelt self-help books, what was it in your life that made you want to share this information, and how did you get all this information?
Well, I was blessed to get this information way back in 1982, and
wow.
My life was a complete mess then, and I found myself in a 12-step program. I'd walked a few years earlier. I'd walked out on my two-month-old baby daughter, my wife, and my life was a complete mess. I had no education. I had no money. I really had a very dim future, and I found myself in this 12-step program, and one of my friends in there said, "Hey, man, you're a real mess." And when someone in a 12-step program tells you your life's a mess, believe
me. You're like, oh.
But then he said the thing that saved my life. He said, "I may know someone that can help you."
Wow.
And he introduced me to a man that in the book I refer to as a mystery man, because when I started writing the book, I couldn't remember his name. I now remember it's Doug Fitzgerald, who was a huge blessing in my life, and the information that he gave me. And so when I first met him, he said, you know, and it's $50 an hour, which I didn't have. And I was just totally flat broken. He said, "But Mike, if you come here 1 hour a week for 7 weeks, you'll get everything it is that you truly desire in your life." And he taught me the law of attraction.
Wow.
But in a way that I've never seen, and I've read every book probably on law of attraction since then. But using the sound and using the power of your own voice and then really understanding what Tesla taught us it. If you want to understand the universe, it's energy, vibration, and frequency. So he combined all these things, and so I wrote 6 intentions, one a week. And then on week 7, he brings out a boom box. Now, I'm dating myself, okay? And in the boom box, he put a cassette tape with Theta brainwave music on
right.
it.
Right.
Then he brought
Then
he brought out a tape recorder and put another a blank cassette in there, and he handed me a relaxation script and my 6 intentions. And he had me record them into this microphone. And I left there 7 weeks later, $350 poorer for the cassette tape.
And?
The power was in listening to those intentions, reprogramming my subconscious mind,
right.
getting into my heart to what I truly desired, and then by listening every morning, every night, I'm reprogramming my subconscious mind, but that frequency, that vibration, that energy, that information
right,
is going
right.
out in the universe, and now the right people show up, the right opportunities show up, and all of a sudden, my life starts to flow in a really, really beautiful, positive direction.
What a great story. And by the way, guys, in case you don't understand what that's sort of about, you know, theta brainwaves, theta sound frequency, that's like the second stage of sleep. And that's where we're very, vulnerable to hypnotherapy and to suggestions. So that's the brainwave. There's alpha, theta, delta, and REM.
And beta is the one everybody's running around with.
Right?
We're all in this left
right.
brain beta. And that's why we never get clear. And we're always, there's so much chaos and confusion in the world.
And that's our so-called consciousness.
Yeah, right.
we're in beta right now, right, guys?
To a certain degree, yes, but I think we're in touch with our heart as well.
So. Yes, absolutely. So, and, you know, it's, I think when we're driving, we're in hypnosis, though, in alpha, right? We're supposed to be,
or maybe text messaging.
right, exactly. There you go. But so that's amazing. So that really helped you, and you learned so much. I just wanted to jump into, so the creation frequency. So is that what you're talking about, is the theta, or is it, tell me just what is the creation frequency?
It's the energy. It's mm-hmm. what the Chinese call the chi and the Indians call the prana and what Tesla called plasma. And it mm-hmm. surrounds us, but mm-hmm. but this is what people have to understand, mm-hmm. is the physical reality is an illusion mm-hmm. because it's made up of atoms, which are 99% space. Mm-hmm. So that energy, that power is going through each and every one of us.
Yeah.
And it's what creates this force of life. And then it's our consciousness that creates the physical reality.
Right.
Without consciousness, there would be no physical reality.
Right, exactly. See? We nailed it right there. So that's amazing. So let's jump into the psychological thing.
Okay.
I want to do this. Sure. You know I like to do the psychological thing. And I checked on some of your emails. Guys, thank you so much for writing in. We're just going to get a little more detail about the creation frequency, and then we'll answer your questions. And thank you so much for emailing straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. So a lot of psychological concepts, you and I briefly discussed that as well. You know, they point out that we're not fulfilled because we're running on somebody else's programs. Yeah. So can you explain a little bit more what that means? And is this the reason why most of us can't really get what we want or aren't living the life of our dreams?
Yeah. So we're born this beautiful, perfect being. Okay.
Yeah.
Pure essence of love, joy, soul. Right.
Yeah.
And immediately we're told that we're born a sinner. I always wonder, what were we doing in there for 9 months?
Yeah.
and more importantly, they start to take our power, right? We're born into a medical system, placed into a family system, then a religious system, an education system, a political system, an economic system. And what do we want? Freedom.
Yeah.
And so they get us in the head. They full of fear. And we're lost because we need to get into our heart, which is our true essence.
Yeah.
And we eliminate the confusion by doing that.
That makes sense. So do you think that we as babies, little ones, we're closer to the light or the spirit?
Absolutely.
Because that's where we're coming from?
We just came from there. And that's why, you know, and up until age 5, I think for a lot of us, we stay connected to that, you know, through our imaginary friends or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's as pure as we are right there. And then the programming takes effect. So we start out, we have these great big dreams and a huge vision, and then we get knocked down, into the head where there's just utter confusion. Where do these crazy thoughts come from anyways?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so and we just get lost and we give up. Most people die with their music still in them.
Oh man, that's exactly right. You know, Esther Hicks says that you know, we never get it all done. Life's a journey. So if you are always trying to get the great vibe, I'm looking for it. I want the best. I want this feeling. Sure. But it's about the journey. It's about achieving it. And it's, right? Not about killing yourself. It's about doing some of the things
really important, for people to understand and get. So right now, your subconscious mind and my subconscious mind is taking in over 1 million bits of information every second.
Scary.
Then
I don't want to know.
but it's really beautiful when you understand it, because then it chooses the 40 bits of information to deliver to your conscious mind, because that's all your conscious mind can handle. But it's choosing for us based on what it thinks we want and desire, based on what we talk about, our self-talk, our talk to others, how we feel. So if I'm walking around all day long, you know, I'm a loser, I got the worst luck. Well, that subconscious, that computer is going through those million bits of information to deliver 40 bits of information every second that confirms that I'm a loser and I have bad luck.
Right.
But when I change that, and I put in what I truly desire.
Yes.
Now that subconscious mind, and there's a scientific name for it too, a reticular activating system, right?
Right.
But now it's looking for those 40 things that are going to serve me and bring me closer to my goal.
Wow, that's exactly right. And not to mention, we get those thoughts, many of those thoughts and the subconscious things from, like you said, our as little ones, our upbringing, no matter what it is, our caregivers, parents, society, especially nowadays.
Oh boy.
Yipes.
Yeah.
The competition, the comparing, the low self-esteem. I mean, I love this. I love what's going on.
And that all leads to these addiction problems and all these other things. Because, well, here's what happens when we live in the head.
Okay.
We get a lousy thought,
yep,
creates a lousy feeling, and now we try to get rid of that lousy feeling.
Right.
Through drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, whatever, right? But when we live in the heart, now we're using this fantastic machine that we think is in our head, but wherever it is. But we're using it now to bring into our physical reality what it is we truly desire. And when we get clear on this, it's shocking how fast it happens, how I hate to use the word easy, because I think a lot of people oversell the law of attraction.
Right.
And because it's 10 times more powerful than what they sell, but they make it sound too easy, and then it's easy for people to give up. You know, we live in this microwave society.
Right.
Everybody wants it now. Hey, listen, if you plant a acorn, okay, you're going to wait for that oak tree. I mean, that's the way nature is, and we need to remember that.
Yes.
We live in nature.
And exactly, we do. Well said. And it's not like I've been thinking positive thoughts and really vibing high for a week. Where the heck's my money?
Right.
Where the heck's my lover?
Right.
Where the heck's, you know, and all that. It's like, no. No, this is not like a, you know, you're putting in money to get back. You have to be constantly, and again, it's not, well, it is painful. We'll talk about that too a little bit.
but let me give you an example, if you don't mind.
No, please.
So my first intention, and I've been divorced for a couple years, and I visit my daughter once a week, and it's killing me though, right? Mm. Because I want my, I screwed up, and I made a mistake, and you know, I've been a runaway my whole life, and my parents always took me back. Well, I ran away from my wife; she didn't take me back. Lesson learned, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But now I don't want someone else raising my daughter. She's dating another guy, so on and so forth. So that was my first intention. So imagine this, you know.
Yeah.
The attention went something like this. Lisa and I are so blessed in this happy marriage. Our daughter, Michelle, thrives in this, blah, 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 right? But I'm listening to this every morning, every night, okay? Well, the reality is she just went out with some doctor, right? There's pain. But I stayed true to it. And after a couple of years, she called me up, asked me out to take her to a Christmas party. We got remarried, had three more beautiful children.
Wow. That is so cool. I love those remarried stories.
Yeah.
You know, there's something going on that makes, you know,
exactly,
that, you know, that vibration and attraction. Yeah. Well, God bless you. And that's wonderful. So it's important, you say, to dig deep into our beliefs, habits, and behavioral patterns.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, that's more like psychoanalysis, right? But it's not, in a way. Why do we need to dig deep?
Well, one, we need to question everything. You know, almost everything we're taught here is backwards, and it's getting crazier and crazier with all the propaganda that we're subjected to now and all the disinformation. No matter what side you're on, left or right, doesn't matter, you're getting disinformation and you're getting propaganda. And so we have to learn to question everything, and then we have to take the longest, hardest journey that I believe everybody will take. Unfortunately, most take it in that last breath, and that's that 18-inch journey from the head to the heart. And then when we get in there and we can get really crystal clear on what we truly desire, and I talk about it in the book, how to really decide what you truly want and get clear, and then just write an intention as if it already exists. That's what the mystery man taught me. You write it as if it already exists. There's no difference between imagination and reality.
True.
Our entire physical reality starts in imagination.
Right.
Everything you see in the physical world was a thought first and a desire.
And our brains kind of don't know the difference. When we go into complete imagery, boy, we can believe we're sitting on that beach in Tahiti.
Go see a scary movie watch all the chemicals released in your body.
Whoa.
It's like you're there doing it.
That's why I avoid those things. It's too scary. So let's get to it. What are the three essential elements that we need to embrace before we can effectively manifest the things that we want to happen in our lives?
Well, first and foremost is belief. If you believe the law of attraction is going to work, it's going to work.
Okay.
And if you believe it's not going to work, it's not going to work. And that's true in everything in our life.
Right.
You know, whether you have an illness or whatever, if you believe in something, odds are you're going to make it happen.
Right.
So you got to believe this. Then you need the knowledge and the wisdom and really understand not only how the universe, but how your mind works, how your spirit works, and what's really going on here. And what I love about the world today, and I'm so glad to be in body now, is that this is ancient stuff that we're talking about here. This goes back so far, right?
Yeah, it does.
But now, because of quantum physics, science is proving the spiritual truth, and it's really exciting times. You know, 30 years ago, you ask a scientist, do you believe in God? He goes, no, I'm a scientist.
Right.
Today, you ask science, do you believe in God? Yeah, I'm a scientist.
Okay. Yes, exactly. That's right.
And then, so knowledge, and then the third is we got to take action.
Yeah.
You know, I have this... I I spent a lot of money to create this course. I took a lot of time and energy to write this book. I created an app that's free, you know, spent over $30,000. All this is here, but I can't do it for you, you know, and that's right. What frustrates me. It's so simple. It's right. All right there. Just take a little action and trust it, and your life will get so much better.
Right. And that is frustrating, I bet, because, you know, you are a teacher. You're a master teacher. And, you know, I guess when we're trying to help others, and the whole idea is just we have to allow.
Yes.
It's like, here you go. Yeah. Run with it. And that's what your book, The Creation Frequency, Tune Into the Power of the Universe to Manifest the Life of Your Dreams, is all about. Mike Murphy, sitting here with me right now live. He's already written a Wall Street Journal best-selling book called Love Unfiltered. Get that, too, because a lot of it has to do with what this is about. And, of course, Jack Canfield wrote the foreword to this book. And he's, oh, come on, you guys know Jack Canfield. Come on. So if you've got that, you're very powerful, and you're, you know, manifesting these people into your life as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what you're doing. So we talked about the universe. Maybe we can talk about the four basic concepts that you teach. And this is really cool to me, too, because you mentioned Tesla several times.
Right.
You know, it's interesting how a lot of folks are kind of they're talking about Tesla, but there's some information that's being sort of withheld on that, too.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. And that happened in his lifetime, unfortunately. He didn't get near the credit. You know, all this cellular technology, all this wireless technology, that's all Tesla. I mean,
yep.
He created free energy for the world. And so, and then he met an unfortunate death for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
So we don't need to go down that rabbit hole. But
the
beauty of the teaching of Tesla, when you understand what's really going on, it's all energy, vibration, and frequency. So we raise our personal vibrational energy, and the highest frequency is love and service
right.
and compassion and forgiveness.
Yes.
And then, boom, the whole world opens. So we live in a field of infinite possibility.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But that gets oversold. So, for example, I write an intention that I'm 60 years old. I write an intention I'm going to play quarterback for the Rams next year. Okay. Odds. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible,
right.
but I have to get through the conscious mind into the subconscious mind, and that's where it's going to get blocked. So when we write these intentions, we have to make sure that we can absorb it, that it's going to be real enough for us, and then we write a powerful intention and we link powerful emotion to it, then it comes into the physical reality.
Mm. So people who have those little messages within them, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not powerful enough. I'll never be able to. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a professor of this. I want to, you know, things that are pretty doable, actually.
Yeah.
Gosh, how do we jump over that? How can they jump over those little messages that keep saying, you know, I want to believe it because it is doable. You may not be the quarterback for the Rams right now or anytime in the near future. You may not. How do we get to the things you could actually do? How do we come to really know that we can believe
well,
it's true?
I try to get people to start with this. I say, okay, let's assume that money's not an object and you can't fail. What would you want to do with your life? What would make you jump out of bed in the morning and just go for it, right?
Yeah.
And so if we eliminate those fears, okay, now what would you do? Now we start with that. Now let's write a really powerful intention, if it already exists, but it's realistic. It's going to be able to get through the conscious mind into the subconscious mind. There's only one infinite mind, and we're all attached to it. All wisdom and knowledge is right there. You know, today we talk about the cloud and everything's stored in the cloud.
Right.
Well, that cloud's been there forever. It's the one infinite mind of everything. And you just have to ask good questions and let it come down to you and receive it. You know, the body is really a receiver and a broadcaster, just
Isn't
like this radio
that
station.
Interesting, yes.
You know? And that's what Tesla taught us, right?
Yes.
So right now, so we receive information. And then we broadcast that information based on our vibrational energy frequency.
Right, right.
And here's the key. The heart broadcasts about 100,000 times more powerfully than the mind.
Yes.
And that's why the heart is so powerful to move into. And I'm not talking about the physical heart. I'm talking about the energetic heart. And
right.
Chakra.
But, you know, recent biological, not even too recent, but biological, you know, medicine has proven that the heart does have emotional cellular structures. You know, they talk about the limbic system in the brain and all that. Well, there are those cells in the heart.
Exactly.
That I mean, when we talk about the heart and the feelings, it's true.
But it's an energy, too, right,
yes.
besides the physical. And I really think that our real brain is in our gut. you know, and so
that's why I have stomach aches all the time.
well, that and all the food you eat has glyphosate on it. So, okay. but maybe that's intentional to destroy that gut, so we lose that gut instinct, and maybe some of these other things are intentional to cloud up our pineal gland, our third eye, so that we lose that intuition. We see that we lose that ability to see. You know, people have these abilities to see. You know, thousands of miles away, what's going on? Yes. We all have that, but we have to believe it, and then we have to find out what went wrong and how to fix it, and then heal ourselves.
Oh, God, that's so true. So you talk about, by the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, and we're talking with Mike Murphy. He's the award-winning author, and also the book that he has recently written is called The Creation Frequency. Tune into the power of the universe to manifest the life of your dreams. Also, check out his other book. It's called Love Unfiltered. It's beautiful. It's a Wall Street Journal best-selling book as well. And, you know, we do have some email questions coming in that I've checked out, and I'm also... Yeah, I'm looking. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's so nice to have you here today. I love it. Also, you can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear your comments, feedback, and also what you get and what you've learned from Mike Murphy's book as well. So that'll be really great to understand and hear from you. Nice. All right, great. So let's just move on a little bit. And then I promise I will specifically answer a few questions that you asked me. And thank you guys again for writing in. So... you talk about one of my favorite chapters. Okay. So we talked about matter is an illusion. Anything is possible. Consciousness turns possibility into reality. And this is the thing that interests me, everything is connected. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one to get.
Yeah.
How do we get to that?
Well, just understanding the illusion of the physical, understanding quantum physics. You know, when you take, you know, everything's atoms. And you take a particle of an atom, and when you're not focused on it, not looking at it, it's a wave of energy. You can't see it. It's invisible. The moment you focus on it, now it becomes a physical reality. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that that's what's going on, then we're all connected through this energy, through this chi, this prana, and it flows through each and every one. That's what gives us life.
Yes.
And we're also all connected to the one infinite mind through our subconscious, and through our heart, we're all connected through our spirit.
Mm. We really are. So the thing is that you have in your book, The Creation Frequency, really, it's a workbook too, guys. So you have folks think about things and practice things and really work through things. And there's the Intention Creation Formula, which has 8 parts.
Yeah.
Can we go through those 8 parts a little bit?
Sure. Well,
okay.
So like the mystery man taught me, number one, when you're writing intention, you do it in the present tense, as if it already exists, and because there's no difference between imagination and reality.
Yeah.
And then you also have to use positive language. So for example, if I write intention, I have no debt. Well, the subconscious doesn't hear the no, doesn't hear the negative. So it just gives me more debt,
right.
more debt. So,
right.
So if I'm trying to get out of debt, that's not how you want to do it. Then you want to you want to leak a lot of emotion to your intentions, you know. So I wanted my wife and my daughter back. So there are a lot of emotional love and service and creating this beautiful life for everybody.
Right. Right.
And then I always start with a spirit of gratitude. What are you grateful for? We all have, if you look around, I promise you, you're better off than most people in your world. And if you look globally, especially in this country, we are so fortunate. So gratitude.
Yeah.
And what is it you truly desire? We talked a little bit about that. And get into the heart and figure out what you truly want. And then eliminate judgment. You know, the subconscious doesn't judge. The Bible says that don't judge lest ye be judged. So don't judge anything. Just anticipate and accept what's going on as something beautiful that's going to serve you. And then we live in this field of infinite possibility. And then the secret for me is to understand that I'm co-creating my life with the creator of all. And so therefore, for example, I wrote this intention to create this healing center in Medellin, Colombia. And it started out, it was just going to be for my clients of these women in Oakland that have cancer, a place to go heal naturally.
Right.
So we do some retreats, and I realized, no, that's not what this is for. This is for anybody that has disease to come and recharge and create health by not only... It's all about eliminating the toxicity in our body, but also in our heart and in our mind, and then we can create really beautiful health.
Wow, that is really lovely. I'd like to answer a question here from Jason, who wrote me on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And he says, I'm trying to figure out why I have so many people around me in my life who have issues. I usually meet up with what I call drama girls, and then I have bad relationships. Am I attracting these things, or can I learn from these things? Thanks, Jason. Good question. I like that. Drama girls.
Well, the truth is, here's the beautiful thing about the law of attraction. We've been doing it our entire life. The
right?
problem is we do it unconsciously and right. not consciously, right? And we're believing stuff that's not true about ourselves and about the world.
Right.
And so when you understand that, yeah, you've attracted all of that through your vibrational energy.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And there's a part of you. So now you got to dig deep and say, okay, why am I doing that? What's going on inside of me that's causing this to show up in my life?
Right. Beautifully said. I really like that. That's a perfect one. All right, let me go through this again. Okay, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Alyssa says, hey, Doc, great show today. I'm having to deal with a lot of guilt in my life because I've always believed in the law of attraction, and I feel very guilty for creating some of the negativity. How can I get rid of that guilt that I feel? I'm always responsible for everything, right? I don't know.
Yes, but there... One of my favorite teachers is a woman named Byron Katie, and she says that the worst thing we can ever be guilty of is believing a thought that's not true. Mm. And I really love her work because she really teaches how to question everything. And believe me, hey, listen, I grew up Irish Catholic, okay? I've experienced more guilt.
You got a lot of guilt there.
I've experienced more guilt, right?
Right.
But that consciousness of guilt, that feeling of guilt, that's just your body or your spirit telling you, hey, pay attention here, okay? But you don't need to own it. Just recognize it. Say, okay, now I'm going to fix that, and I'm going to go forward.
Right, right.
And try not to repeat it.
Right.
And if I do, I do. And then I forgive myself. I move on. We are so hard on ourselves. You know, if we treated other people the way we treat ourselves, we'd be in prison.
Yeah, no, you know, you're right. Oh, boy, that's heavy. No, it's true. Yeah. We really beat up on ourselves, don't we?
It's crazy.
I mean, it really
is crazy.
It's
programming. They program us to do that.
Well, that's right. Those people. Growing up. Guilt, you know what? You know, it teaches us. I mean, it gives us humility. I think people who have... what we refer to as access to cluster B personality disorders that have, you know, the narcissism and those kind of things, they don't really have
don't
a sense
it.
Of social conscience.
Yeah.
You know, how others may perceive them. Yeah.
And I think it's really important when you feel guilty about something, analyze what you did. Okay. Was it something you'd like to change or improve? And then fix it. Just make amends. That's the beauty. Clean it up. Move on.
Yeah,
and once you
yeah.
make amends, say, I'm sorry, you move on, it's over.
Right,
it's,
right.
It has no more power over you.
Right, exactly. It's sort of yourself, you know, going into your head and just realizing, and you know, we all screw up. We all make mistakes. And that's part of the journey.
That's part of the
we
human
We all learn,
condition,
you know, and we have to, you know, forgive ourselves for our mistakes. Do you believe in say, like a reincarnation of sort of coming into another life to learn more? Or I thought I'd throw this out. I know it's not in your book, per se.
Yeah. So I had after my wife died, and I was working with this man that was a physical therapist because I had an injury. And he, you know, he could tell I was obviously suffering from grief and depression. And he says, listen, Mike, Margot came here, and she learned what she was supposed to learn, or she did what she was supposed to do, and she left. You should celebrate that. You, on the other hand, are still here. So you either have something to do or something to learn. You should be excited about that. Mm-hmm. Now, if he wasn't bigger than me, I would have punched the guy. But but no truer words have ever been spoken to me. And it really helped for me to really get my life back on track again. Say, yeah, he's absolutely correct. And now I embrace it with everything I have, that teaching.
Really well said. That's beautiful. Guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest, Mike Murphy. He has done so much for so many people. Let me just share with you some of the things that he's involved in right now. Of course, he's a best-selling author. His previous book, Love Unfiltered, excellent. Don't hesitate to get this one. That's a great one. and also the Creation Frequency. It's just out. You can tune into the power of the universe to manifest the life of your dreams. Really good book. One of the best self-helpers I've ever read. I call them self-helpers. We can learn how to dig deep, getting specific and practical to manifest the things you want in life, and really connecting to your purpose. Now, that's something else that's, wow. One of the most common things I hear from folks who come in to see me in my practice is, how can I find my purpose? I don't have a lot of interests. I've been programmed to sort of go to university, become a lawyer. My dad wanted me to be a doctor. And, okay, I am. I'm doing those things. I'm just kind of, it's great and all, but
yeah,
that may not be my purpose here.
Yeah, and that's why you got to get out of that head and into the heart and say, what really excites me? What really just, I can't even sleep at night. I'm so excited for the next day to go do this thing, right? And the other thing that's really, really important is to serve or to give to others, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you're struggling, just go to the where the older people live and they're lonely, or go feed the homeless, or give them a scarf, or just go around smiling and saying hello to people, whatever it takes. But we need to get out of ourselves, because that's what really fulfills us, is serving others. And the world is a bit of a mess right now. There's 7 billion of us. Mm. But if 3.5 billion of us would just lift up someone less fortunate than ourselves, this entire consciousness in this world would just, we'd usher heaven back on the earth.
Wow, that's beautifully said. I love the way you just get right to it and nail it. You know, that really is, that's so helpful. And guys, you can find out more, you know, about Mike's book, Getting It, and more about the Creation Frequency, and, you know, all of the steps that you can use to just sort of improve your life. And there's so many different concepts incorporated into your book, which I appreciate. Your mentor, your magic secret person who taught you things. But you incorporate the concepts of physics, Tesla. You quote some of the famous, you know, artists and of course, spiritual leaders. You have Wayne Dyer in there, and, you know, you have the Law of Attraction. There's so much going on in your book. But you're bringing it all together, and it really makes a lot of sense and is cohesive about sort of step by step how to really, let's do this thing. And like you said, the Law of Attraction is all wonderful and that. But you really get into more of the physics. And I think people want to hear about, you know, what's going on with our organs, our biological, our brain, our, you know, the thought processes and how it relates to energy. And people say energy. And it's like, yeah.
Right.
No, we are. Our brains are electrical. People don't really understand that connection, you know, between the neurons. There's a little space where we connect, and it's electrical. What the heck is that space?
It's an electrical universe, and we're electrical bodies, and we're in a bioelectrical computer, and our spirit is our energy. So we're this energy of spirit inside this body, and that's how we get to experience physical reality.
Exactly.
But We just have to understand that, right? And understand the power. And then when we understand it, we can tap into it. You know, I spent a lot of time and money creating an online course, which goes really, really deep into this.
Yes.
And it takes about 6-7 hours to complete. But all the science is in there, everything that you need to know. And when you complete it, you have your own blueprint. Your intentions are already written. You understand why. And it's just a fabulous course to really get deep and understand this stuff.
What's the name of your course, and how can we find that?
Yeah, so it's called the Creation Frequency Online Course. Mm-hmm. You go to creationfrequency.com. And I have a special offer today for your listeners.
Woo-hoo.
If they go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and they spend $12.86 and buy the book, The Creation Frequency, and then they just email us proof of purchase, we will give them free access to this course, which retails for $397. We're currently a special introductory offer, $197. So we'll give them that for free.
That's lovely.
And then the app to record their intentions, and it's already embedded with high frequency music.
Oh, that's great.
It's free on iTunes and Google Play.
I love that.
So all they have to do is proof of purchase to special offer at thecreationfrequency.com, and we'll give them free access to the course.
That is so awesome. How does the brain tap into that frequency? Are you using theta waves on that?
Yes.
Yeah. How does that?
So you have to get into like a self-hypnotic trance to get through the conscious mind and into the subconscious mind.
Is that like meditating?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we have to get out of the left brain and into the right brain, because that's where the magic is. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where the creation happens, is in that right brain. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and we're all stuck in this left brain. Worry, fear. Mm-hmm. No, we got to. Have you ever heard of a woman named Jill Bolte Taylor?
I haven't.
I love this woman. Okay. So she's on Oprah's Soul series, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, but she was a neuroscientist, right, and the reason she became one is because her brother had schizophrenia. So she's working at Harvard as a neuroscientist, and one day she's getting ready for work, and all of a sudden, her hands, like, turn into, like, claws. She goes, oh, man. And she was working out. She goes, I better stop working out.
Right, cramps or something, possibly. Yeah.
Well, she gets in the shower, and pretty soon, the whole right side of her body starts to dissolve into the wall. What happened was she was having a stroke in the left part of her brain.
Okay.
And what happened was all ability for language left, all the left brain kind of thinking left, and she became one with the entire universe. And she's experiencing, she goes, man, this is really weird. I'm a neurosurgeon. I got to pay attention here.
Okay. Then she gets out. I'm having a stroke, but I...
yeah, it was. It's an amazing book. It's called, I think, Her Stroke of Genius or something.
Oh, I love that.
It's such a beautiful story. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so now she gets out of the shower. She goes, I better call for help. So she looks for a business card. She can't remember her number at work. Finally, she finds a way to call work. She goes to talk. She can't talk because her left brain is done.
Oh,
okay? And so... And then it took her like 2 or 3 years before she could walk and talk again. If you want to understand consciousness, you want to understand spirituality, you want to really know the truth, this story will cement it in you.
Yes. And a lot of beautiful. And a lot of people run away from, you know, on the couch here, right, on the, you know, we're psychological concepts, you know, right, they run away from spiritual, that they go, ah, what, come on, not scientific, I'm out.
And that's who we are. We're yeah, spirit, right? We know that too. Mm. We know that. And that's why there's such a disconnect in the world and so much chaos, because everything they're telling us in our head and teaching us, we know in our heart it's not true, or in our gut there's this disconnect. And so that's why people are unhappy. They're going, well, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right. What you're saying, I get what you're saying, it doesn't feel right. All these wars, all this debt, all this insanity. People know it's not right, but what do we do about it?
Well, exactly. We take care of ourselves first,
yes,
and then we're good for
now
other
people.
Now
we can change the world.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we reconcile taking care of ourselves and finding our purpose and, you know, going within and resolving a lot of our problems, self-forgiveness, with trying to be humble the humility that we need to have to reach out there and just try to love unconditionally?
Yeah, so what I've learned, the more I learn, the more I study, the more I realize I don't know anything. And that's humbling, right?
It
was my wife's death. Like, so I used all this stuff to create a beautiful life for myself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And one of my intentions was contribution, and I never fulfilled it of all the six intentions, right?
Yes.
So, but after her death, in that terrible grief and devastation, you know, there was no resistance. And I feel that, like, spirit, God, creator, whatever you want to call it, was able to go inside my heart and take out all the arrogance, all the self-centeredness, and just replace it with love. And ever since then, that's why I'm passionate about writing these books and sharing it with people and doing this nonprofit work, is because I know that's what we're here to do. We're here to love and serve one another. We need to go back to community, People live in these apartments, there's neighbors above them, below them, left, right, and they don't even know them, they don't even communicate, And, you know, when I grew up in the Midwest, you move into a new house, everybody brings you cake and cookies. We need to go back to being these soul-rich, loving, kind people.
Right, communities. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people, you know, honestly are moving out of the metropolitan cities. So many people here in Los Angeles say to me, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Wyoming. You know, I want barn dances on Saturday nights, and I want a loving, whatever, spiritual gathering, church, or whatever their, you know, thing is. I want neighbors who can just walk into my front door and say, hey, what's up?
And that's what I love about being in Colombia in South America.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like being in America in the 60s, right? I grew up with hope. I mean, there was a bright future. I was going to do better than my parents.
Right.
My kids can't do as well as I did now. And my grandchildren certainly can't. But I go there, it's because they've been at war for 60 years. Now it's over. There's hope. There's family. Mm-hmm. Family is everything.
Yes.
I mean, they get out of the city on weekends, but they just go to their farm and they just sit and talk. all freaking weekend. Isn't that lovely? Yeah.
You know, and that's really how, you know, we sort of started. That's the internet, you know,
right.
Word of mouth and telling stories and the ancient cultures and all that.
Right.
With everything that, as you mentioned, that bombards us on a daily basis, and social media, you know, is a curse, but it's also a blessing because of the, you know, high amount of information we can receive and communicate instantaneously. Which is also an issue. That's a whole other show about, you know, lack of impulse control. You know, it's like, I want it now. Give it. You know, but it's how, with so many things bombarding us, how can we transition to getting that kind of love frequency? I sound like a hippie, but getting that love frequency, just getting that it's okay. I allow others to have their nastiness to me, or their criticism, or their anger, or whatever it is, family members, people at the workplace, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a blog a few years ago about judgment is the problem, you know? And if we stop judging, so we live in this duality of world, and I don't think you could have a physical reality without duality, because you can't have good without bad. You can't have, you know, matter without non-matter, right?
Right.
So there's a part of me that says, okay, that's part of this system, right? Mm-hmm. But I get to choose. You know, all good and all evil, I believe, in resides in each and every one of us. I believe the whole universe resides in each and every one of us. And, you know, the old saying, it's which one we feed is which one we develop, right?
Right,
and
right.
So we have our higher self, which is love and compassion and service, and we have our lower self, which was greed and lust and all this other stuff. So it's really about rising up, you know, to that higher self and playing big and then just helping others. And when I say helping others, that means helping us too, and helping our family and creating this beautiful life for me, but then sharing it with others.
And do you think that one of sort of the pathways into that, you know, is, again, it's self-forgiveness, but having, and I think this is maybe why you are, you know, such a guru and have grown so highly in your life, is that having some negative experiences and having so much pain sometimes, we have to have self-compassion. You know, they have those old the concepts now of havening, of where you touch yourself and you know, pat yourself on the back and self-love, and you reparent yourself, and you just say, it's all okay. You're going to be okay. We'll get through. You know, it's that self-compassion. So when you have self-compassion, like we talked about earlier with making mistakes and hurting others and going on our journey in a negative way. When we have that self-compassion, then, you know, we can see others who are nasty or are just, they're suffering.
Right.
And so does that help us with our self-compassion to be able to look at others and say, well, this guy just told me off and it's hurt deeply.
Well, yeah, it's nothing wrong with acknowledging your true feelings, right? But all of my growth has come from suffering, unfortunately. And I think that's true for a lot of people. But a lot of my growth has also come from reading really good books and listening to really good speakers and learning and understanding how this works. But, you know, I do what I do because of suffering. You know, I'm trying to alleviate suffering in people. And a lot of our suffering, it doesn't need to exist. It's just lack of education.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And of course, you're not saying, like old school guru, so you have to feel the pain and suffer. And, not like that.
No,
not like the dogma of a lot of religions where you're born, you're a sinner.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Boom, you're in the world, you're a sinner immediately. So you have to do this.
Yeah,
a lot of dogma in that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's too much government and too much religion, and there's not enough individual taking our power back. You know, we are so amazingly powerful, you know, and we are creators.
We're
either growing or dying in this world, right? Like, if I dump you in the Pacific Ocean, you're only going to tread water for a short period of time. Then you're going to swim or drown.
Right.
And so, and that's what fulfills us, is that growing. So, so those people that can't find their purpose, you know, start learning something. Okay, well, what about this? And start learning. Okay, no, it's not that. What about this? Yes, this is my path.
Yeah, just feel it. Start looking. I mean, my goodness, we have a avenue and pathways, and we have the world at our fingertips here.
We have Google.
Our keyboards. We sure do. It's about that time already.
Oh,
we got to wrap things up. I can't believe it.
Me either.
It's been fun here. So Mike Murphy, author of The Creation Frequency, Tune Into the Power of the Universe to Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. Check out his other book, best-selling Wall Street Journal book, Love Unfiltered. Mike Murphy, what is the best way, again, that listeners can get your books and find out more about you and also get your course?
So all this information is at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com or TheCreationFrequency.com, and the book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Beautiful.
I hope you get it. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here on the couch today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. My pleasure, too. And guys, in case you missed a little bit of the show, all you have to do is tune in right after we get off the air on this particular show. Don't go away. Stay on the couch. There's more great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. But our show's up in the archive now, and all the information about getting in touch with Mike will be there too. And also my shows are all on iTunes podcast for free, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Thanks so much, guys, for being here today. And thanks, guys, also for writing in and all of your questions and comments. And don't forget, you got to take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Talk to you next week about answering all of your listeners' questions that you've written me. And individually, we're going to, you know, try to help you out. Have a better life. Bye-bye now.